My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to do a day date with a partner or friend. There is a lot of fun to be had before dark. I hear from a lot of people that they would like to go out with their partners or friends more often, but work or family commitments in the evening tend to get in the way. Plus, for those who have young kids, the cost of a babysitter can be a barrier, plus the difficulty of finding one. And let's face it, the guilt of leaving your kids with one after you have been at work all day. A great solution is a day date. A day date with a friend or partner on a weekday can feel incredibly decadent, like a mini vacation. It is particularly decadent if, say, you both have the day off work. Let this be your periodic reminder that if you have paid time off, you can use it. Coordinate with your partner to take a day when your kids still have school, and you'll probably have a blast. Or you and a friend could hit the beach on a school day and likely have the place to yourself. But even if you don't have the whole day off, a lunch date or other outing can feel really fun and refreshing. You can get a little dressed up and promise not to talk about work or logistics for the hour you're together. And from the moment you step into the restaurant, museum, or shop until you get back to your desk, it's like it's the weekend, with the added thrill of having lots of fun on a work day. I will add that my friends who are single tell me that weekday lunches are ideal for first dates, especially blind first dates. You both probably need to get back to work afterwards. So, if you don't click, you know you will get to say goodbye in an hour without making an awkward excuse. Plus, you may get to know each other a little faster because of the connection to your workday. You get a window into the other person's daily life rather than just what they choose to tell you. One of the biggest upsides of weekday day dates, whether with friends, partners, or romantic interests, is that you are still available for any commitments you have in the evening. If you are a working parent, you already have childcare during the day, so you don't have to arrange it as an extra. Since the kids are in their usual environment and not seeing you go out, there is no danger of a 2-year-old clinging to your leg and screaming as you are headed out the door, which can be emotionally taxing even if you know the 2-year-old absolutely adores the babysitter and will be fine the second you're gone. Your colleagues won't do that. Or at least I hope they won't do that. So it's all more pleasant. Parents of preteens might look into weekend day dates as an option. You might be able to leave your kids home alone for an hour during the day before they are old enough to stay home alone at night, especially if your kids are in that window where they really, really do not want a babysitter, but they also can't stay unsupervised for hours. This can be a great compromise, and it can be fun. So if you'd like to spend more time with your friends, partner, or romantic interests, consider day dates. They are easier on the wallet and the schedule, and they add a sense of fun to times of the week that you assume are all work and errands. In the meantime, This is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.